Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Roquan Smith met with the media as the Ravens count down to Sunday's clash with the Rams.
Do you really need a scouting report on Matthew Stafford at all?
No, I definitely, know of Matthew. And, know he's been playing the game for a very long time. Got a lot of respect to him, for him as well, being a dog and whatnot. And, yeah, he's definitely a gunslinger. So, I'm excited for the matchup. Played against him over the years many times. So, definitely looking forward to it.
Hey, Roquan, first of all, congrats on the nomination. Walter Payton of the year. What does it mean to you to represent the Ravens that way?
Thank you. And honestly, man, it means a lot to myself. When I think about it, like I told a lot of the guys, like a kid from a very small town in Southwest Georgia, like I told them, population of 1,000 people, no stoplights, anything like that. And I just know the impact that it has on a community when, as kids, there's not a lot that you look forward to besides just like playing and then meeting superstars or whatever influential people that give back to the community, and just knowing that the impact that it has. And that's just something that I always cherish personally. And I think about it from the perspective of, if I'm only known as a really good football player and that's it, like I sold myself short and everyone else that's done so much for me in my life. So I'm just grateful to be in the position, and I'm just grateful to be able to give back. And, I don't give back for awards or anything like that. A lot of stuff I don't even really care to talk about. It's more so out of the goodness of my heart, because I truly enjoy just making kids, families, or, those in need, putting a smile on their face, just like being a good person. That's something that I cherish and just something I always want to do with this one life that I have.
Roquan, I know you just said that you don't do this for awards, but coming from the Bears, and knowing the stature of Walter Payton, what did that name mean to you when you were in that organization and sort of being mentioned in alongside, his namesake? What does that specifically mean to you?
Yeah, man, I have a great deal of respect for Walter Payton and everything he has done and did. Regardless if I'm in Chicago or whether I'm here, like the impact that he had on the community there in Chicago, actually seeing his name every day I came to work in the Walter Payton Center. Used to go over there for practice up at Hallis Hall, and then, would see him running out on Lake Michigan with kids, gifting kids with school shoes, back to school and things like that. And that just showed what type of person he is and like what he cared about and how selfless he was, and like his family. So I definitely have a great deal of respect for them and just all the great things he had done throughout his life. And so I'm just grateful to be even mentioned by his name, nomination, or whatever the case may be. So I definitely take a great deal of respect in it.
Roquan, you came in midway through last season, fit right in. All the guys, it seems like, you brought in late in the game this year, whether it's Darby or Clowney or Van Noy, fit right in, have lifted the defense. Why do you think those guys have blended as well as they have? And kind of what's the art of doing that, coming into a situation, a little bit later, but, fitting in?
Yeah, man, I just think that credits to the coaching staff here, the style that we are here. And I think it just goes to good leadership and just making everyone feel welcome to be themselves and not try to be anything that they're not. And I feel like if you express that to individuals, players especially, when they come in here, making sure they know that they don't have to try to act or be anything they don't. I think guys are just being themselves, and it makes them play the best version of themselves. And I think it's also credit to the coaches for putting us in the right situation, right positions, and getting us our one-on-ones and getting those favorable matchups.
Hey, Roquan, Lamar and Odell were talking about chasing a Super Bowl and how that's obviously the goal for this team. With where you guys are sitting at this point, 9-3, and the group of players that you have, best young players, do you feel like this is a pretty unique opportunity that you guys have as a team to try to achieve that goal?
I definitely think this is a very unique situation and a very unique team, and a lot of veteran leadership, and got a lot of younger guys as well that are very hungry. And like, truth be told, going into each and every year, there's truly only probably 8-9 teams that actually have a chance to compete for a Super Bowl, and that's on a higher side. And just knowing that we actually have an opportunity to, but we just can't get to the bigger picture. We have to take it one game at a time, and we express that to each other day in and day out. And it's just about going 1-0 for the week. And if we feel as we do that and play to the best of our ability, the sky's the limit. But we can't get ahead of ourselves. We've got a great matchup with LA this week. Take care of that, and then we just go on from there. But the big focus right now is just this week.
Defensively, yourself, Kyle, some of those guys get a lot, get a lot of attention this season. How would you describe, I guess, the impact of maybe some of the less heralded guys who, have fewer snaps but have had impact at moments, whether it's guys like Tavius or Brent Urban or those elite, those sorts of guys, in terms of fitting into that defensive picture and helping defense be as good as it is?
Yeah, I think honestly it just goes back to each and every guy being selfless and every guy knowing their role and not trying to be anything that they're not and not trying to get salty or upset that what someone else is doing, just also more happy for the betterment of the team. And I think that's the mindset of the guys. Like, whoever gets the success, we all get the success at the end of the day, because once you do get a ring, we all get one. You know, once you do win a title, a conference, or whatever, everyone gets recognition, not just one player. And I think everyone knows that, and we're just all about the betterment of the team. And just, that's basically it.
At this point in the career, I think a lot of people are going, how much does this guy kind of have left? Do you kind of get a sense when you're playing with him that that has been a driving force for him this year?
Honestly, I don't think he think about that. Like, he thinks about lining up and kicking the man's butt across from him, in a sense. And, like, he's been great this year, and I'm grateful to have him as a teammate. I think he has many years left in the tank. The way he go out, and I see some things that he do. Like, people may say he's lost things in there, but I see it week in and week out. Like, this guy's dangerous out there, and he could help any team in this league be better, and he's definitely helping us. So I think it's a great addition, and I'm just grateful that he's on my team.
Perhaps a painful topic, but it's kind of the topic of the week. Were you watching the college football playoff seeding live, and what was your reaction to Georgia being left out of, possibly trying to three-peat?
Honestly, man, I wasn't watching it live. I actually probably found out somebody text me, I think, and was like, dang, it's crazy how they did the dogs. But at the end of the day, I think about it, just like Kirby said, like, if you say Georgia's not one of the best four teams, then you're lying to yourself. And, like, I don't know what you own, blue dust or whatever the case may be, but that is what it is. So, I definitely think the dogs are definitely one of the four best teams in the land, like, without a question. And if anyone else disagree with that, it just goes back to opinions. But when you look at it from top to bottom, for sure. But, it's an opinions with that. So hats off those guys, a committee. I guess that's what they do. That's their job, not my job. So I'm not too focused on it. But I definitely think the dogs should have been in there, in my words.
When facing the Rams this weekend, Stafford didn't have any sacks last week against the Browns, only won the last three games. Is that extra challenging for you guys to face the Rams and M&T?
It's a challenge every week. You go out there playing in the NFL because everyone is good. The parity in this league is very small, so any team can beat you any given week. And I think that just credits to their offensive line, like being able to protect him, knowing if Stafford is protected, he can do a lot of great things with his arm. So definitely got to get after him, though. That's our plan, and we're going to do everything in our power, and we're just going to make sure we come out, play our style of defense. And we feel if we do that, everything else will take care of itself.
It looks like the fourth.
Honestly, man, I enjoyed being here so much. Great place to work. Harbs, a great leader from top. Then, more so with Mike, dealing with him every day. I think he's one of the most cerebral, brilliant minds in the game, man. And just, like, the way he create matchups, the way he do things day in and day out, like, and create similar pictures and be something different or be the same thing. So I think it's great, man, and he just knows how to attack. And I'm just grateful that I'm in it and playing for such a brilliant mind on the defensive side, and also just having Zio in the room, former player, all pro player as well, and all the great things he did done throughout the league, just having that constant reminder as well, I think is great. And then playing with another baller, man, is in PQ, so it makes everything a lot better. And then got a lot of really good guys around me, from the defensive line to the secondary, and as well as the scout team that's giving us look day in and day out. So I'm just grateful to be a part of it.
It looks like the forecast is raining, 90% rain, and it's a wind. How much can the elements
I definitely feel like it can impact the game from an offensive perspective, but from a defensive perspective, like I say all the time, you can roll it out wherever, pavement, trampoline, you want to get out there and play. You want to do it in the lake, water polo. Like, hey, we all about it. We'll go anywhere, anytime. We've done it, and we don't mind doing it again. So whatever the case may be, we'll be ready. I can promise you that.
All right, thank you.
Cool. Thanks,
yep.